This is Rhema for Today.
Now what? Well, you see, that doctor, it really, maybe he didn't know altogether what all we know. How much more should we be able to stand, you see? But he helped her to see where the opposition was and helped her to understand that she could stand against that. You don't have to yield to things that are wrong. You can stand against them. You know, too many times we got an idea of something that's wrong, that's something that's evil, like lying or stealing or committing adultery or telling a lie or something like that. Well, all that is evil. And all that is wrong. Amen. But by the same token, there are a lot of other things that's wrong. The Bible even tells us that doubt is evil.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, What to Do When Faith Seems Weak and Victory Lost. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
And his daddy having money. I mean, you know, in his day, they didn't have cars. They began to come out. He had the best buggy, the best horse. He had the best of everything. Like my grandfather on my mother's side said, I put him up in business 5 different times. And we're talking back yonder when a few dollars was big money. He said, I spent $50,000 on him, you know. He never made it on anything. Never made a success of anything. Just run through with it. You know, $50,000 don't sound big now. Brother, when you worked all day long for a dollar a day from sun up to sun down, $50,000, you're rich. Yeah. You know what I mean? And he said, but anyway, she'd get to thinking about, you know, well, you know, I'm going to marry him, and if I make my bed hard, I'll lie on it. Well, she made her bed hard, and she tried to lie on it, but just couldn't make it, you see. And if you're not careful, you can get to thinking about the past and mistakes you made and where you missed it and where you, and so on, and get depressed. And then you can get into a spirit of depression, and then that opens the door to the devil. And you can get so perplexed and depressed and oppressed until you just don't know what you're doing, which direction you're going, hardly what your name is. And so this doctor said to Mama, he said, now when you feel these attacks coming on, because she'd go into this spirit of depression, you can nearly tell when she's coming, and then have some of the awfulest attacks you've ever seen in your life. He said, just simply say to yourself, no, I'm not going to have an attack. Well, we didn't know anything about divine healing and praying and all that, you know. But, you know, she just simply stood her ground. She just simply stood. Praise God. Amen. Refused to have any more of those. And she'd go into some of, oh, I guess maybe 3 or 4 times she went in some of these depression periods. But instead of going on into these other attacks in where her mind's completely gone, didn't know who she was and where she was, and just violent, you know, never did have any more of them. Never. Never. Because, you see, that doctor... See, the preacher didn't know how to help her. Bless his heart. But the doctor knew enough scripture, at least, to give her enough scripture to stand against that thing. The doctor recognized that thing as an enemy, not a friend. Amen. The thief has come but for to kill and to steal and to destroy. I'm come that you might have life. The doctor instructed to stand against that. Talk to yourself. Just simply say, I'm not going to have another attack. I'm not going to do it. You've got more, he said, to do with it than anything or anybody else. And she stood her ground. They all left her, and, you know, for years. Well, she never had any nervous or mental problems whatsoever for 50 years. Praise God forevermore. Now why? Well, you see, that doctor, it really... Maybe he didn't know altogether what all we know. How much more should we be able to stand, you see? Yes. But he helped her to see where the opposition was and helped her to understand that she could stand against that. Yes. Amen. You don't have to yield to things that are wrong. You can stand against them. You know, too many times we got an idea of something that's wrong, that's something that's evil, like lying or stealing or committing adultery or telling a lie or something like that. Well, all that is evil. And all that is wrong. Amen. But By the same token, there are a lot of other things that's wrong. The Bible even tells us that doubt is evil. The Bible said those 10 spies among the 12 that were sent into spy at Canaan's land brought back an evil report. The Bible said doubt's evil. I'm glad I got a hold of these things when I was just a young man, just a teenager on the bed of sickness. And I used to follow this practice even when I was a Baptist boy preacher and I first started preaching, pastor of country church. Before I was ever filled with the Holy Ghost and knew anything about that, I'd always, if doubt came, I'd just stop wherever I was. If I was in the middle of the room or the middle of the street. If I was by myself, I'd say it out loud. If I was around anybody, I'd say it quietly. I didn't say it out loud. You know, you don't want to startle them. But if doubt persisted coming against my mind, I'd say, doubt, I resist you. Speak to it. See, I'm recognizing my opposition, source of opposition, is the enemy. And I'm going to yield to it. It's Satan. Doubt, I resist you. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to doubt. If fear came, I'm tempted to be afraid just as much as anybody is. Fear's come. But I'd speak to it. Fear, I would say, I resist you. I recognize fear and doubt as being evil. If the thought to steal would come to me, I wouldn't yield to that thought, would you? If you was over visiting Brother Osteen's house and saw a $100 bill laying there somewhere, said, well, I believe I'll just get that. Nobody you know will see me. I mean, look around. He left the room. Well, no, you wouldn't yield to that. You'd resist that. And you wouldn't get up and testify in church and I want y'all to pray for me. The devil's trying to get me to steal $100 from Brother Osteen. Y'all pray for me. You'd be ashamed to admit a thing like that. Amen. If the thought came to you, if the devil brought the thought to you just to quit paying your tithes, I'm just not going to pay tithes anymore. I'm not going to give anything more. Well, no, you'd resist that. You'd say, Satan, I resist you. I'm going to obey the Bible. I'm going to pay my tithes. I'm going to give offerings. I'm going to support missions. That's what you'd do. You wouldn't get up in church a bawling and a squalling and say, I want all y'all to pray for me. The devil's been after me. He tried to get me to just quit paying my tithes and quit giving anything, quit supporting missions. No, you'd be ashamed to admit it if the thought even occurred to you. You'd resist that thought, wouldn't you? Well, by the same token, every other thought, if the thought of doubt comes, if the thought of fear comes, resist it the same way. Speak to it. Say, no, I'm not going to entertain that. But you know, folks will get up. One lady got up in my church one time, my pastor, and said, you know, said, the devil's been after me all the week. Bless his holy name. I know she got her praise misplaced, but that's what she said. And then went on to talk about, you know, how the devil was tempting her to doubt and how he was tempting her to fear. And y'all pray for me. I'd be just as embarrassed to say something like that as it would be to get up and say, the devil's tempting me to rob the filling station down here on the corner. And I almost did it, even pulled in there and stopped. And then got cold feet and y'all praised me and I won't rob that filling station. I'd be just as ashamed. We ought to be just as ashamed. You see what I mean? No, the very minute that comes, you stand against it. The very moment that thought comes, you stand against it. Recognize, if you want to walk in victory, recognize that the source of all opposition is Satan. He's the god of this world. Now, he's got a right to be here. Fellow in Beaumont, I know there's not anybody in Houston as dumb as some folks in Beaumont. No insinuation, you folks in Beaumont. Because these folks are not that dumb. I'm just joking you anyway, but it's really true. I was preaching over in Beaumont, and a fellow came up to me after a morning service just like this. Said, Brother Hagin, oh, a real look of seriousness on his face. Said, I want you to pray for me. Well, I said, what for, brother? Well, he just tears came in his eyes. He said, I want you to pray for me that I won't ever have any more trouble with the devil. I said, you want me to pray that you'll die? No, he said, I don't want to die. I said, that's the only way in the world you won't have any more trouble with the devil. Just die and go on to heaven. You're going to have trouble with him as long as you're in this life. He's the god of this world. We just read that in 2 Corinthians 4:4. He's the god of this world. No, there's no use to pray that you won't have any more trouble with the devil. He'll show up on every corner. He's got a right to be here till Adam's lease runs out. You remember those demons when Jesus would go into the synagogue sometime and people possessed with demons and the demons would cry out and say, we know thee who thou art, thou Holy One of God. Now get this, hast thou come to torment us before the time? See, the time hadn't come yet. And Adam's lease runs out, then the devil's going to be a goner. That's it. But he's got a right to be here. But blessed be God, we need to realize that we have authority over him in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that we can stand against him and that we can be victorious through the Lord Jesus Christ. So, here are 10 necessary steps to follow. When your faith seems weak, when victory seems lost, stand your ground, recognize that the source of the opposition is Satan. Now then, step number two. Here's another step to take. And it's good sometimes just to go back over these things. When faith seems weak and victory seems lost. Now, be sure the promises of God, or the scriptures in other words, cover the things that you ask for and are believing for. You get out beyond the word of God, you're in trouble. Now, you know, it seems to me that people ought to have a little sense. I never understand. I don't understand. I'll be honest with you. I never had the problem a lot of people have. I don't know whether I'm just much smarter than them or just had more wisdom or what. No, I'm not trying to be funny. Just happened to. I never could understand. Now, you can preach faith. I'm a faith preacher. Some people even accuse me of writing Mark 11, 23 and 24. But I didn't write it. Jesus spoke those words. I got it out of the Bible, you see. But I never have understood, you see. You know, Jesus said at the close of the 23rd verse of Mark 11, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Well, you can have what you say.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, Lynette Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's offer. First, we're offering Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book, The Untapped Power of Praise. Also, the USB drive, Healing, Peace, and Success by Kenneth E. Hagin and Lynette Hagin. Next in this radio offer is Craig Hagin's CD, What Do You Have on the Inside? Finally, we have Denise Hagin Burns' CD, Living a God-Conscious Life. All these items for the special price of only $45. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so email us today at partnerservice@rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Well, we start Living Faith Conferences in January.
Yes,
January the 18th through the 20th, we're going to be in Daytona Beach, Florida at a Relevant Church, Pastors Chris and Liz Sarno.
Yes,
and
yes.
And then we're going where, honey?
We're going up to Panama City, Florida, January 21 through 23 at Cornerstone Family Church with Pastors Greg and Alicia Aldridge.
That's right.
So if you want to know any of our traveling schedule, just go to rhema.org/LFC and you'll find out about it.
Tomorrow on Rhema for Today, we'll continue Kenneth E. Hagin's life-changing teaching. That's next time on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.